Hey, Austin Hill, come up here, brother. Austin grabbed me right after worship and said, I got a quick thing to say to the body. Just want to share it with them. Take it away.
So you talked about drilling, and in El Dorado, I think we're all doing our part in drilling to see what Christ holds for us, and we talk about revival. But last night I got really convicted. We had some spiritual warfare go on with one of my family members, and just having to remind him of who he is in Christ, and not to believe the lie that the enemy is trying to feed him. And I got convicted because I realized that I wasn't doing everything I could be doing in his life to help him. And that's a tough pill to swallow when Christ kind of gives you that little slice of humble pie and says, hey, you're not focusing on where I need you to focus on. And this is somebody who you're around multiple times a week. And so bringing light, I listened to Chris Rice song, Go Light Your World. And so I started looking for scripture talking about light. And in El Dorado, I think that the well is fixing to get a big dose of drilling. And I don't want to idly sit by and let a day go by where I'm not constantly drilling. And, it's hard because who gets in the way of revival? It's normally ourselves. We normally get so caught up in the routine of life that we forget what our main mission is. And it's easy to get caught up in a job, and it's easy to get caught up in the daily routine of life. But that's going to fade away. And money is not worth it. Riches aren't worth it. Hobbies aren't worth it. And we need to make sure that as a body, we're reaching those that are lost and that are being fed a lie of they're not good enough. They're not good enough to be a child of God. And so just keep him in your prayers, but let's drill for some oil in El Dorado and really hit it hard in 2021. But to talk about light, Isaiah 42:16 says, I will lead the blind by a way they did not know. I will guide them on paths they have not known. I will turn darkness to light in front of them and rough places into level ground. This is what I will do for them, and I will not forsake them. And then Daniel 12:3 says, those who are wise will shine like the bright expanse of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. So let's drill some oil, El Dorado, because it's under attack on multiple fronts right now. And let's get down and dirty and get people saved and get people to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.